Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here and this is the March 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. The cover this month has a host of golden daffodils. They sit in a field full of nodding yellow heads with Haysborough Church in the background against a clear blue sky. A lovely sight. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Caroline Aldrey and Caroline Wood. Emma Lee, editor of the print edition of the magazine, has her letter to tell us what's in store. Welcome to the March issue of Norfolk Magazine. I love this time of year. The days are getting longer and lighter and the garden is waking up from its hibernation. Just this morning, on my daily patrol of my pots of bulbs, I noticed that the first crocus had burst into flower, a tiny bright yellow sign that winter is almost over with the promise of daffodils, tulips and then bluebells to follow. There's always something to look forward to when the progression of the year is mapped out in flowers. So it will soon be the spring equinox. Then the clocks will go forward. We might even get some warmer days, although I'm the sort of person who likes to keep their big coat on standby until at least June, just in case. So in this issue, we're celebrating the changing of the season with ideas for getting out and about and exploring the county. It's time to blow away those winter cobwebs. Jo Taylor celebrates 50 years of nature conservation at Strumpshaw Fen, and we get out and about in Thetford and the Brecks and soak up the history and the unique scenery. I was a massive fan of Motherland, the hilarious BBC One comedy about the trials and tribulations of parenting, and its spin-off, the ferociously funny Amanda Land, is airing now. Its Norwich-based co-writer, Helen Serafinovitz, chats to her good friend and Norfolk Magazine columnist, Nina Nanar, about the new show, future projects, and takes us behind the scenes. We've got the stories of some trailblazing Norfolk women. Jane Dismore tells the story of Lady Dorothy Mills, the explorer who became the first Englishwoman to travel to Timbuktu. And historian Chris Armstrong discovers how Alice Massingham, aka Alicia Thornton of Norwich, rode into the Horse Racing Hall of Fame, a queen in the sport of kings. So that's until next month from Emma Lee.